This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in our studio, it's Ian and Mark. Our toll-free number for you is 855-453. Topics so far tonight have included the police, police accountability, the cop block police accountability tour, or rather the mobile accountability for cops tour, as it is being called, is on the road and has been halted or arrested in Kansas. Kansas City area, Shawnee, Kansas, was the actual police department to arrest our friend Adamo Freeman. He's in a jail cell right now. Hopefully he'll be getting out on Monday afternoon after some kind of a hearing with a judge, but that remains to be seen. People are trying to raise some money for his bond. In Indiana, which is where the warrant was issued for him, the video of the arrest is up over at freekeen.com. There's also a video to the original time in Noblesville, Indiana, when he was threatened by the police after a chalking incident, after he and other cop block participants went and chalked free speech, what should be free speech, out in front of the police department. They've targeted them now with warrants. And you can learn more about it over at freekeen.com or copblock.org/mac-tour. That was sort of what we started the show out here with tonight. You're certainly welcome to comment on that. A lot of people do want to comment on police accountability. And, of course, CopBlock is the primary organization out there helping to hold the police accountable, I think probably in the entire world. It's an amazing group. So there's that. And then a discussion of religion. And the question I think is still out there, Mark. I don't think anyone has answered your question about hell. Can you recap that question for our audience?
Well, mostly we had a caller call in who'd his sister had killed her two kids because of her belief that they would go to heaven. And it makes reasonable sense to me that if you're going to believe in heaven and hell, that you wouldn't think that a fair and just God would send somebody who is, you know, too young to really understand the consequences of their action to hell, right? Like, I don't know what the age is. Let's call it 12, 18, 22, 187. I don't know what the age is that that somebody becomes responsible for their actions, and likely somebody would say that God's the only one who knows that, so fine. But, you know, isn't it sort of a reasonable action? And I'm not calling, with the caveat of an existence of a eternal damnation, and I don't believe in it, isn't it a reasonable action to kill your kids? Because that way they'll never go. If you love them, send them to heaven.
You're not actually suggesting that.
No, I'm not. I think it's insane, yeah. But I don't know how to. I don't know really how to look at this. Otherwise, I've always believed for a very long time. I believe that hell is a really detrimental belief system. I think that mostly the reason people have it is just that there's certain people that they want to punish. Right? Like Hitler can't possibly have gone to the afterlife. He has to have gone to hell.
855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We actually have Skype open. You're welcome to dial in on that. Skype username is lrn.fm. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Tim, listening in Wyoming, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Tim.
Right. I'm in Wyoming. Yeah. You were talking about the police accountability and talking about heaven and hell and many other subjects as well. I heard minerals, et cetera, but... Now, when you're saying about police accountability and you're saying decentralization of police, I agree with that. I mean, I mean centralization in a locality, in a municipality, in a county, let's say, a county sheriff's department, a city police department. Yes, they should have the county or the city should have the oversight on that particular department, whatever it happens to be. There shouldn't be an overarching federal control of these agencies because everybody in the country pays for it, for one, which is unconstitutional. And also the state's rights are completely being ignored. I mean, when the federal government says you have to do these certain things, you have to accept this equipment from us, you have to you have to have a certain training, you have to only carry this certain type of firearm, then they're erasing the sovereignty, and I'm using the word sovereignty because it actually is becoming a more of an in-your-face aspect of things today. Sovereignty is what we are. We are sovereign human beings. We have sovereignty in our states. We were once a sovereign nation. So what are we doing today? Are we looking at the control of the federal government over everything we say, do, think, and ever want to say, do, and think?
I mean, well, why not happening. Just have state police? I mean, with your line of thinking here, why not just state police organizations?
Well, we do have state police. I mean, there's state police.
We do. We have federal police, too.
Right. I understand. But at the same time, we have, I mean, every state has its own highway patrol, if you want to call it. They call them state patrol in some cases. But I'm from California. I'm living in Wyoming now. And California has a highway patrol that actually is a quasi or paramilitary organization. They continue to push their agenda. I mean, they push the federal agenda for one, but they push the state government's agenda on the people. I mean, I haven't noticed as much as here in Wyoming, but I know that there people do complain about the police wherever you happen to go. What I have noticed in my small town is that there's one police vehicle that actually has a Department of Homeland Security sticker on the back window. I'm not sure if that particular officer that drives the vehicle is the federal officer, so to speak, in the area, or if it's a sign that the whole department is actually under that control. I have no idea. I've been meaning to ask that. I want to go to a city council meeting and find out for sure.
Yeah, that'd be a fun question to ask. I mean,
they
probably don't know.
Put a target on my head or on my back.
You better believe you're going to get a target on your head if you start questioning the police and you start asking for accountability. I mean, that's why they've targeted our friend Ademo Freeman, because he's one of the the primary people that does that. And it's certainly true that the Department of Homeland Security and the federal government is sending money to the police departments. Of course, in a lot of places, I don't know if it's how many places in Wyoming have it, but it seems like they're targeting even small towns now to give them all this free stuff. You know, they're policing their toys, right, so they've got these Bearcats, the ballistic engineered, whatever the heck, counterattack truck thing, where they're giving away from taxpayer dollars, they're giving away $300,000 armored personnel carriers to these police departments, and those come along with requirements. You know, they have to do certain things in order to get the supposedly free thing, and part of the freebie, you know, the requirements are, is that if the feds come to town and they want to use the truck, they're supposed to be allowed to use the truck, all the while the local department is required to pay for all the upkeep on the truck, you know, making sure that it's got all the service that it needs and the gasoline and everything like that. And that's just one example. You know, there are a bunch more requirements every single time they take money from the feds.
Well, as you say, I mean, the requirements are basically, I've said this for years, and I mean, you know it too, the fact of the matter is that every single entity who works underneath the federal government or under state government or under, I mean, they have a small string or a large string attached to them. They're a puppet in some way. But when it's basically a rope around the neck of the department, it's not even a puppet string. It's a rope around the neck. We're going to tighten the noose if and when you do not do this. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's that absolute control. I mean, as you're saying that, you know, $300,000, I mean, that's not as much as an MRAP. I mean, and one of those are much.
They've done that too. They've given away the mine resistant armored, whatever the heck the AP stands for. Hey, thanks, Tim, for your call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts. Let's continue here. Marco is listening in Madison, Wisconsin to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Marco.
You're talking to Marco?
Margo.
It sounds more like a Margo, perhaps?
Yeah. This is Margo Redmond in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm 71 years old, and I may bring a slightly new perspective to your discussion about police accountability.
Please do.
Well, I live in Madison, Wisconsin, but I also have a summer home in Prince Edward Island, Canada. A year ago in Canada, in a minor parking incident where I backed into a vehicle, maybe. I couldn't see the scratch. I couldn't feel the impact, but I was told I had backed into a vehicle. A RCMP, that's what they call them up there, the federal officers, Royal Canadian
Mounted Police.
Police,
yep.
Assaulted me.
Oh, my.
In a minor parking incident. This was
How old were you at the time, Margo?
I was 70.
Okay.
All right, Margo, I want to hear the rest of your story. Stand by. We will continue, and you can join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's you, the listener, if you want to become a caller. 855-450-3733. More with Margo. Your calls and thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're here with Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the phones. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Police accountability to religion. We've been in both areas tonight. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind as we continue with your calls and thoughts. But first, I want to let you know about ProXPN and an awesome offer that is the best ever for ProXPN. For those of you with Bitcoin, ProXPN is a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider, which means your ISP won't know what you're doing online anymore, which means they can't sell that info. They can't turn it over to the government either. So that's important privacy, and you can get started over at proxpn.com. However, if you have Bitcoin, you can save big time at proxpn.com/amp. That's /AMP as in advertise, market, and promote, like our Free Talk Live AMP program. Because ProXPN is also behind the ideas of liberty. They want to help Free Talk Live spread those ideas. So you go to proxpn.com/amp. You pay with Bitcoin. You get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin. $5 of your purchase goes to the Free Talk Live AMP program, and you get the best deal that we've ever talked about ProXPN when you pay with Bitcoin. Now, if you don't yet have Bitcoin and you still want to use ProXPN at a great discount, then you can use code FTL50, and that'll save you 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy their annual account with that code FTL50, and that gets you the price below the price of a fancy cup of coffee every single month, which is pretty darn good, but it's not quite as good as that Bitcoin deal. So proxpn.com/amp, and if you don't have Bitcoin, you can use code FTL50 for that 50% off. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we've got Margo, who was just beginning to tell us about an incident in Prince Edward Island, Canada. You were 70 years old at the time of the incident. There was a parking snafu that a police officer, you said, assaulted you, and that was kind of where we left your story. So please continue.
And what it demonstrated to me is that we hear a lot about how Black Lives Matter, and they do matter. And I know that young Black men are particularly targeted, and I don't want to minimize what it means to be in the minority community. But I think we need to face that the majority community, white middle-class people, including elderly people, are also subject to excessive police force.
Absolutely.
And when I came back to the United States and talked about what happened to me, and I was a little concerned that people would think, what kind of an old lady are you that somebody grabbed you and sprained your arm and terrified you? I was afraid people would think there was something wrong with me, but what I found was that everybody I told my story to, almost without exception, had a story to tell back. Kind of like your earlier caller said, that most Black people can tell you about their unfortunate interactions with the police. I found that white middle-class people were saying to me, wait till I tell you what happened to my brother.
This is what I was telling you earlier, Mark, when you were saying that the police need to enforce things more consistently to create more victims so people can open up their eyes. More and more people are being enforced upon for ridiculous nonsense. That's happening.
But we're acting as though this is a racial issue, and it isn't just a racial issue.
No, it's not. It's a power issue.
It's only in part a racial issue. I want to refer to the daughter of Eric Garner, the man in Staten Island who said, I cannot breathe, over and over again, while he was killed by the police sitting on him because he was selling cigarettes without a license. It didn't deserve to take his life.
Killed for tax evasion.
Remember that his daughter was interviewed by CNN, and they asked, is this a race issue, do you think? And she said, it's a power issue.
Yep.
Everlasting credit.
Absolutely right. How did they assault you? Can you tell us just a little bit more about your case?
Well, my case was an interesting one in that the officer that did this to me, an RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, was a federal officer.
Mm-hmm.
We have no equivalent of this in the United States. Our federal officers are not empowered to act in municipal matters without consulting the municipal authorities. But this man did, and he claimed, and I guess with correctness, that a officer from any province in Canada, and he was from the other side, the Pacific side, he was from British Columbia, he was a security guard in plain clothes, off duty, having lunch, watching me parallel park. He formed an opinion that I had backed into this vehicle. I felt no impact. I saw no damage. I suspected it was a scam. It might not have been. but I could not see any damage. He decided to intervene between me and the fellow who owned the vehicle. We were having an amicable conversation. I just simply didn't agree that there was damage.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody asked for my papers. I didn't volunteer them. It isn't the custom in America to do so. In Canada, I think it's a different culture, a far more, what shall I say, authority-conscious culture. They tell me they offer their papers immediately. I was told by the police
what
in Madison, Wisconsin that
like
I did nothing
insurance.
Wrong. But
okay.
Because I didn't offer my papers immediately, because I had doubts, I didn't leave the scene, but I just stood my ground because I was, in the eyes of this officer, stubborn, I guess. He decided that he was going to grab me, and he didn't ID himself as an officer. I had to ask him who he was, and then he identified that he was a federal officer from British Columbia. He was a security guard to the premier of British Columbia, who was on the island for a conference. And I said, why would you intervene in a parking incident when you're from British Columbia and this is Prince Edward Island?
That's baffling.
Yeah, he explained to me that in Canada, a federal officer, unlike our federal officers, can intervene in any province on any issue, even jaywalking.
Incredible.
If they wish. And I, as an American, I think that we are a different culture. Again, I said to him, why would you want to be bothered? Why would you do this? Why don't you call the municipal authorities if you think that I'm behaving incorrectly? And he said, you're under arrest, and he grabbed
wow.
me. And you'll go to jail. When the municipal police arrived...
For what? Under arrest for what?
They refused to write up a report. They said if there was any damage, it was under $500. They wouldn't take me to jail. But he had already sprained my arm and sent me into shock. The only reason that he did not break my arm was that a passerby with a cell phone took a photograph. And
that makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Doesn't look good for a plainclothes guy
God
to be grabbing an old woman.
Good Samaritans who take out their cameras,
yep.
their cell phones, and document.
And that's what CopBlock is all about. Thank you, Margot, yep. for your call and sharing your story tonight. And, you know, you don't know, you never know who the police are going to mess with. I mean, I think she's right about that. They're picking on an old lady here. She's 70 years old and grabbing her and assaulting her in an unnecessary manner. I mean, she sounds, yeah, obviously we don't know what it was like on the scene, but come on, really? Do you have to grab the old lady like that? Do you have to arrest somebody for... You know, a traffic snafu.
I don't think you need to put cuffs on. If he wants to arrest her, then it's time to go to the car. For the arrest or whatever. I mean, I don't even understand what the reason for the arrest is at that circumstance.
You never know what's going to happen when you pull a video camera out and record a scene with the police. But in my opinion, it's generally a good idea. It's generally something that helps protect people rather than putting them in further danger. Yes, you could end up being targeted by the police for doing that, but as she said, thank God for the people who are willing to do it. And you could be one of those people. I'll actually have some app recommendations for you. It's Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men. Tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And how would you like to get some business cards? 500 of them for less than $10. $9.99 is what you'll pay. That's a starting price. You can upgrade them to like fancy things like metallic finish, spot gloss, raised print. But for, you know, your basic business cards, starting at just $9.99, 500 of them, you get them with code FTL. And there's tons of layouts and design options, so your card can really reflect you.
Right. When you say basic business card, what I think of is sort of white with black printing.
No, it's
not like that. Yeah, this is full color, glossy business cards.
So you go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL, and that is what you can do over at their checkout to get the discount. Plus, you know, for your small business, Vistaprint can help you out with all kinds of products for your home and office needs. Business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. Go learn more, get started, and use their super easy website to upload your logo to one of their existing designs. You can upload an entire design or just use their customizer to create your card right there on the spot. Over at Vistaprint.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Clyde in Virginia Beach. Clyde, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, listening to WNIS.
Wow, it's been wild, and that poor lady, that must have been a freak grabbed her.
Oh, you're talking about the old lady who was assaulted by a cop in Canada. Go ahead, Clyde.
Yeah, I bet they, you know, like she was saying, it don't matter what color you are or what you are. Some of these cops are on such an ego trip. I grew up in the 70s, long hair. They pull me, throw me down on the asphalt, put the foot on my back, search my car, jerk me around all the time. I didn't say nothing because I didn't want to tow my car. But we'd be down at the beach, and you'd be messing with the girls. Cops want to show off, so they want to grab you. I'd beat them up. You go to court, judge, find you guilty, give you 30 days of jail, suspend the sentence, and give you a $135 fine. We thought that was a joke. But when the assembly passed the law that if you, a cop thinks he's threatened, it's minimum 6 months, I didn't fight him no more. Can't fight the law. And most of them, hey, most ones I know during the ego trip and, you know, they're not there for the real reason. But I know some good cops, too. The guys are really straight up. They try to do right by everybody. But trouble is, there's so very few of them.
Right. And they get driven out of the policing world because there are so few of them, and they feel alone and they feel threatened by the bad cops that are surrounding them, who are more than happy to turn their nastiness against whatever good cops there are. So if there are any good cops, they stay quiet and they don't actually do any good to stop the bad cops. It's an absolute mess. And Clyde, I think you've summed it up well. Thanks for your call tonight. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Clyde's right. You know, you generally can't fight the law because they've got all the cards in their corner. They got the judge, the prosecutor. In some cases, the defense attorneys are on their side. The law is written and the court rules are written to favor the prosecution, not to favor the defense. In a lot of ways, the deck is completely stacked against you as the poor, innocent defendant in a system that is overwhelming with force against
police
you.
Police even have a little saying for it is you might beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride, which is to say that they can punish you simply with their arrest power.
Even if it gets thrown out later.
Right, and that they bear no consequence. Now, I don't know what the consequence should be for an officer that, arrests somebody, but then, or takes somebody downtown, but then doesn't pursue the arrest, or it's found later that their arrest was intended to violate somebody's rights or whatever. But, there should be consequences, and there aren't.
And as far as fighting the law, yeah, physically fighting, terrible idea. You don't want to do that. They're going to hurt you or kill you if you do that. But you can hold them accountable. And, you know, if you want to call that fighting, that's up to you. I don't call it that. But it is effective. It's one of the most effective things that you can do. That lady that called in said she believes she would have been hurt even further by this cop had someone not pulled out their cell phone and she said take a picture, but, you know, they might have been recording. And use their cell phone to record this, in some way, that incident. So that's a way to sort of push back, if you will, to resist the continued aggression by these police, to hold them accountable, show the world what they're doing. And that's one of the things they recommend over at coplock.org, is almost everyone in America, in North America, has these smartphones. At least it was like 60% of adults, the last I heard. Certainly when you go down to the younger generations, it's probably more like 80 or 90 or 100% or darn close to 100%.
Seems like at 8 years old, they all get one.
So, you know, you've got the device on you, generally, that you can use to help keep people safe. When you see the police harassing people, you pull that device out and you start recording. Now, there are some specific apps I would recommend that you have. Real briefly, and we'll get back into your calls. One, Bambuser. Great app. Bambuser. It allows you to live stream video to the internet. The internet records it for you. And that means that if a cop grabs your phone and smashes the phone, odds are good, your video is still going to get out. It's still going to be on your Bambuser account. Super useful. It's free, so there's no reason not to have Bambuser. That's a great one. Looks like Twitter's got a Periscope app that I don't know about how recordy it is. I haven't used it for, the cop blocking purpose yet, but I think it's got some promise.
That sounds good.
So I'd look into that one. But Bambuser's the tried and true method. Also, Cell 411. It was developed by a friend of the show, listener Virgil Viduva, great programmer, brilliant activist. And Cell 411 is actually an alert app that if you and your friends and family members or neighbors have Cell 411, when you have an incident with the police or some other thing that's going on that's an emergency kind of situation, maybe a fire or a medical emergency, you can actually send an alert out to your friends or family members or neighbors. You can have different groups of people. you send out an alert to let them know what's happening to you. Or they can send out an alert to let you know what's happening to them. And then you can respond and say, oh, yeah, I'm in the area. I'll come and, you know, help you out. It's a super cool app, and I think it's going to be a big help for the cop blockers. Cell 411, C-E-L-L space 411. But Bamboozer, if you can only have one app for police accountability, I would say that would be the one. And even if you don't have the app or you haven't taken the time to download it, you should still have a link to your video camera option on your phone. That way, at the very least, you can record it directly to your phone, at the bare minimum. And put the link right on your homepage, you know, in your little phone desktop thing.
Yeah,
you,
have it right there on the
you
front
hit the
page.
Home button, boom, right there. So let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Bill, listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Hi. Bill?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. I was up in, I'm in Virginia, but I was up in Rochester, New York this morning and got to see a few snowflakes. So I guess winter is upon us here.
Oh, boy.
The reason that I'm calling is I'm curious about your view regarding religion that you've expressed. And I heard you mention that heaven, and tell me if I got any of this wrong, but that heaven seems like a pretty good idea, so you're all on board for heaven, but you don't think hell is in our best interest, either now or in the afterlife. So we're going to nix hell. And I always kind of thought that if there is a God who created all that is, then he's supposed to make the rules, and we're supposed to follow him rather than vice versa.
Sure, that sounds fine. I just don't know how to follow him and
okay.
or her.
I'm so glad you asked. There is a way.
Okay.
It's a way that God has communicated to us that we can indeed follow, but it involves submission to him. And I am a Christian, and in my mind, what that means is that I see the Bible as God's revelation to us.
Yeah, but I don't.
That,
like,
okay,
there's a lot of things in it that I find very difficult to believe.
Okay.
And what I find... Hold on. Wait a second.
Go ahead.
You see, as a former Christian, I came to the conclusion that the God of the Bible must be a psychopath. And I understand it's a really strong statement, but I've got a kid, and if he did something wrong, I certainly wouldn't say stick him in the eye with a red hot poker, which would be small punishment compared to, say, eternal damnation. Now, I've done my best to follow what I think is right and just, but the Bible just isn't it, as far as I'm concerned.
I'll let Bill respond here. Bill, stand by. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-453 in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. I'm not going to give you the numbers at this point because the phones are loaded up. If you don't get in tonight, we're going to do our best to get you on. But if you don't get in, don't worry. We do a live Sunday show. This is our live Saturday show, and you can join us then. In fact, it's a lot easier to get in pretty much every other night of the week. Saturday's our biggest show.
It is.
But we do the show 7 nights a week live, so anytime you want to join us to talk about these issues or whatever's on your mind, we're here for you.
Yeah, you can call in with whatever you want. So if that means if you didn't get on tonight, you can get on tomorrow.
And we haven't mentioned our fancy brand new website that actually allows you to easily listen to the show live. When you go to freetalklive.com during our live hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, the live player is now right there on the front page, which is a cool new feature on the site. There's also a bunch of things that have been redesigned and tweaked and improved. So if it's been a little while since you've checked out freetalklive.com, go on back. There's now actually a blog section. It's called FTL News. You can click on that. And Mark, you've been practicing with doing some blogging here for Free Talk Live, which is super cool. And there's more features coming. It's just that I wanted to get this thing launched. It's been a long time in development. And so for those of you who've been waiting for it, thanks for your patience. For those of you who had no idea it was in development, well, here it is.
Congratulations.
Yeah, go and check it out and enjoy. It's free. It's still free. It wasn't free for me, I'll tell you that. But it's free for you at freetalklive.com. So please go do that. And if you like the show, you like the website, you like the idea that we're spreading the ideas of liberty, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's the best way to get behind the show and help us get on more radio stations and bring the ideas of freedom to more people all around the globe for $5 a month. That's all it costs to you. And then you get all kinds of perks like access to the Amp Only Facebook group and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Bill in Virginia, Bill, you were, I guess, kind of pitching Mark on the idea of being a Christian. And Mark, you were sort of pointing out that you don't think that a God, a good God, would actually create something and then proceed to torture it.
Well, create an individual, create a child. I mean, I wouldn't even talk about a creation. I mean, we're not talking about ants here. God proposes us to be his children. And I have one child, but mm-hmm. I would assume that the most loving being in all of his own creation would, love me greatly. And so if I tried my very best to sort of figure out the universe as it is, looked at this book that calls itself the Holy Bible, Or the people call the Holy Bible, and other ancient texts. And the best conclusion I could come up with was that these are the interpretation of Bronze Age nomads or whatever, that's fine. I mean, God exists. I'm not disputing that. I'm just disputing the interpretation of that the Bible gives him.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
Mark, I cannot possibly address all of the misstatements that you just made at one time. You wouldn't need that much time. But I guess I'll start with, if I understand your position appropriately, you believe that your love for your son is greater than the biblical God's love for your son.
I don't believe the biblical God exists.
Well, then let's just say the God that is described in the Bible.
Okay.
So what you're saying is the God of the Bible would not be as loving towards your son as you would be.
The God of the Bible is a psychopath.
Well,
so that's a lesser included. That's a lesser included. Yes,
you're doing your best to cut off the discussion. But I guess if I could propose the God of the Bible, and what you're saying is what you understand as the God of the Bible, he is not as loving towards your son as you would be.
Yeah, because Mark wouldn't torture his son with fire, and the God of the Bible absolutely would.
Okay. Well, I guess what
that's
I would
right,
ask,
isn't
what
it?
I don't. When you say torture with fire, what are you talking about?
Well, eternal damnation in hell. That sounds like a pretty fiery kind of place, right?
Okay, so you're saying because hell sounds like a bummer, I'm going to deny the existence of hell, even though it's in the Bible.
No, what I'm saying. Well, the hell's sort of in the Bible, but it's difficult to really quantify. It doesn't say the word hell, right?
Gehenna.
Okay, right. There are words, but it doesn't say hell. And those words can be interpreted as the grave and a variety of other things. I mean, you know, there's some biblical foundation, some theological foundation for what I say. There are people who call themselves universalists who believe that everybody goes to heaven and you know, these sorts of things. Catholics believe that people can work themselves out of hell. So there's different Christians have a different interpretation of sort of afterlife's torture.
Gosh, here you go again. I mean, we're getting so peripheral here, but centrally speaking, I guess what you describe as love is in the absence of standards, and God's love is greater than the love that you described for your own son. Because according to the Bible, and you know what? I'm not going to talk about universal Unitarians or anything like that. I'm just going to talk about what I believe the Bible teaches, and please correct me if I'm wrong. But according to the Bible, God has revealed standards that none of us have kept. And so if he were to render justice to every person who has ever been conceived, then because we have all fallen short, we may be big sinners or little sinners.
God made a game. We all lost the game. Now we all go to hell. But I'll sacrifice myself to my own rules, and then I'll absolve everybody of their responsibilities as long as they believe this book that's full of holes and, that has a mistranslated Savior's name in it.
Yeah, Bill, why? I wish we could get into this deeper, Bill.
Here's the point, Bill. And Bill, this is really important. The book is flawed. I mean, Jesus' name isn't Jesus, it's Yaheshua. So the very fact that I refuse to believe in the book, that means that I'm going to go to hell and be tortured for all eternity. Only a psychopath would do that.
You have not rejected the true gospel. You have rejected a false gospel.
Oh, yeah.
What you're describing...
What does that mean?
I don't interpret the Bible the way he does. That's all.
Okay. What makes you think that this is the unerring word of God? It's a book written by men. It is, in my opinion, at best, an interpretation, their idea of what God wanted or what God is.
Well,
but why is that the end all be all for you? Is it because that's what your mom and dad said?
No. And you know what?
Why?
I don't know how to get fully into that. But I will say that the scriptures, and even more completely, the worldview communicated by the scriptures has proven itself to me to be philosophically the most accurate system of describing life, and existentially the one that allows me to live life in light of that word.
How is it that you justify torture, eternal torture of a person, of a soul, as love? How is it that you can call that love?
I want to give you – I think you have –
You're just not answering the questions. But call back another night, Bill. I'd love to hear from you. It's just that, you know, I do want to get some other folks on here.
You can save us any night, Bill.
He's not answering the questions. I would love to talk more about it. I really would. I think that, you know, these discussions are interesting. But all right, let's continue, and because we do have Eric listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, hey, I'm also calling regarding the heaven and hell. And
yes,
as far as the ability to go to heaven versus hell, all you have to do is believe that Jesus was sent here by God to pay for our sins, and that once you believe that and believe that he is the Savior and he is...
Yeah, we know the pitch. We understand the pitch.
Right. Everybody in America has heard this nonsense. It's just nonsense, though. I mean, God made the rules, which is that you've got to believe in, you know, Jesus the Savior, whose name is Yahshua, which is a mistranslation from the get-go. We know what the rules are, but if he enforces those rules, that's what makes him nuts. It's like me telling my son, putting a cracker in front of my son and telling him, look, if you eat, we shouldn't say cracker, we should say some candy. If you eat the candy, I'm going to shoot you in the face. And then I pull out the gun and I shoot him in the face. Everybody in America would say
him.
I was insane, but that is a minor...
You shot him because you loved him,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, it's a minor crime compared to what God would do to me if I refused to believe this book. And I've tried, right? Like, I was a Sunday school teacher. I went to church. I went to a private school, and it was a Bible-based private school. I paid attention. I understand. And it just doesn't make sense to me. So send me to hell, God.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Maybe you can answer the question, Eric, since our last caller wouldn't do it. I mean, how is it that you justify eternal torture of a person as love? How is that loving?
Well, every sin that we commit in God's eyes is considered equal, and because none of us can follow those rules, he only gives us one other rule, and that is to believe that Jesus is the Savior.
That didn't answer my question.
Once you believe that he is the Savior, then that allows his love to flow over you. You believe.
Oh! So he doesn't love you. Wait! So what you're saying is he doesn't love you until you accept this story. That's not unconditional,
no,
is it?
I'm saying you can't feel his love unless you accept that Jesus is your Savior.
So you're saying he does love you if you don't accept the story, but he'll torture you anyway if you don't accept the story. What a crazy, messed up story. Thank you for the call tonight, Eric. I was trying to avoid saying
God really, really does love you. If God exists, God really does love you.
Yeah.
And he's not this psychopath they talk about in the Bible.
Yeah, I believe in God. I just don't believe in that particular God. And we can talk more about it another night, but we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend and love your neighbor. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel, available now at your favorite booksellers, or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.